We started off at a walk, but by the time we got up into those Caliche hills west of the creek, Snort had picked up the pace. Up on top, the air was clean and cool, heavy with the smell of new grass and wildflowers. We were out of the trees by then, and our path was lighted by a nice fat moon. Not a bad night for a walk, in other words. Unless you happen to be traveling with cannibals. I was kind of sorry Drover wasn't there to enjoy it, the little dunce. How do you reckon he managed to slip away and leave me? Every once in a while, he pulls a stunt that makes you wonder just how dumb he really is. Anyway, the farther we went, the more excited those coyote brothers became. They yipped and howled, skipped and snorted and hopped and laughed. Oh, they were having a big time. About halfway there, they couldn't hold back any longer and cranked up their coyote national anthem and sacred hymn.
Me just a worthless coyote, me howling at the moon. Me like to sing and holler, me crazy as a loon. Me not want job or duties, no church or Sunday school. Me just a worthless coyote, and me ain't nobody's fool.
I joined in the singing, though I'd have to say that my heart wasn't in it. I was still studying on how to get out of this mess. It appeared to me that my only hope lay in getting Rip and Snort so drunk on silage that they couldn't walk. Silage, you might know, is fermented feed stalks. In the late summer, the cowboys run a chopper through a field of corn or cane and dump the chopped stuff into a big pit. They leave it sit there for 6 months or a year, and then feed it to cattle. If you're a cow, you like to eat it in the wintertime. If you're a lazy, shiftless coyote, you like to drink the squeezins just any time of day or night, in the winter, spring, summer, or fall. It contains alcohol, don't you see? When we got within 100 yards of the pit, Snort just couldn't stand the suspense any longer, and he broke into a dead gallop. I hoped his brother would do the same, but he didn't. He stayed behind me, nudging me along with his sharp nose, and I had no chance to escape. When me and Rip got inside the pit, we found old Snort right in the middle of it. His mouth was crammed with silage. He'd chew a while and spit holes a while, then gobble some more. Rip piled in beside him and started eating his way into the silage. I stood back and watched. This was part of my strategy, see? To let them boys make pigs of themselves, and then I'd skip out. Worked fine for the first hour. Just as they were starting to weave and get silly, Snort noticed me. Maybe he saw a sly glint in my eyes. He ordered me into the silage. I want to make that very clear. He forced it on me. Okay, I said to myself. I'll take a few bites just to keep up appearances. So I took a couple of bites. And another couple of bites. And a few more just for show, and you know what? That silage is pretty good stuff once you get used to the bitter taste. What I'm building up to is that one thing led to another. I sort of got involved in the festivities and forgot that I was amongst savages. I forgot all about their plans for supper. But even better, they did too. I have hazy memories of much of the night, but I do recall that the sun came up in the east, which meant that it was morning. By this time, Rip and Snort and I had become the best of friends. Snort suggested that we go back down to the creek and take a cold bath. So we staggered out of the pit and weaved our way in that direction. Good thing the creek was located at the bottom of a hill. I'm not sure we could have found it anywhere else. Well, we were making our way across a grassy flat, heading for the creek, when all of a sudden Snort's nose flew up in the air and he came to a stop. Ah! Smell something very good to eat! Rip's nose went up and so did mine. I gave the air a good sniffing. That's funny, Snort. All I smell is a skunk. His yeller eyes sparkled. At the time, I didn't know what that meant. He took off in kind of a sideways lope, and me and Rip came along behind. I wasn't